Welcome back, and we proceed with Drive Time 0829-913-913. That's the WhatsApp line. Please feel free to engage with us. Eskom Board has announced that it has appointed Advocate Ishmael Semenya to lead the inquiry into claims of racism against its chief executive, Andre Durator. The inquiry will establish the veracity of claims of racism and abuse laid by Chief Procurement Officer Mr. Shintangano. We now chat to Solly Moeng, founder at Don Valley Reputation Managers. Mr. Moeng, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Mr. Savik, and to your listeners.
Let's begin with the inquiry itself. What do you think about the board itself actually instituting this inquiry?
Well, the thing is, once you get this kind of allegations laid against you, and the board does nothing about it, then there would be allegations of the board either hiding something or not doing what it must, delivering on its responsibilities, and all sorts of suspicions that will go on and be taken over by political parties, some of whom we know, and turned into narratives that we don't want. So I think it's a pity that these charges arrived at the time when they did, and there's obviously widespread allegation or suspicion that they are just opportunistic charges, and there's no substance to them. But they have to be investigated at the end of the day and properly cleared or not cleared.
Exactly. This is very serious. But on the other hand, like what you are saying, the unions are saying the board actually won't go deeper in terms of an earthing or the debt that is behind these allegations.
Right. Well, look, they appointed an independent, I assume, very respected senior counsel. One would call for him to be given the space that he requires to do the investigation. I mean, I've seen the terms of reference, but looked at them. He has the right to ask for any information that he wants. He can interview anybody he wants that he feels has information that will help him get to the point where he needs to go to get to. So the unions need to just pull back a little bit and give him the space. And it's for them to come in before he even starts to say that, well, they don't believe the outcome is going to be what they want, it's a bit mischievous.
Now, what do you think about the image of the chief executive of himself, Mr. Andre Durator, looking at especially what is happening within Eskom itself?
Yeah, look, the thing also we need to say, to acknowledge that it's very hard to be a white South African in current contemporary South Africa, because you can easily get accused of racism even when you didn't. The race card has been abused over and over again. So we don't know if in this case he was indeed racist or he's being accused, or because he's trying to clean up all the debt that's been in Eskom for all these years. So of course it's hurting his image. That's why he needs to submit himself to the inquiry and provide them respond to all the questions that that get posed to him as fairly and honestly as possible. So that in the end, if there is fairness, everybody will see this fairness. But if he pushes back against it again, it's going to work against him. It's a pity. But yet he has to work along with the commission. It is hurting his image in the short term, hopefully not in the long term.
Now, at the back of this inquiry being instituted today, already we heard that Eskom has actually hiked the tariffs after the courts approved that court. Now, because all these things are happening within Eskom, and the bone of contention here is about who is supplying, coal to Eskom, whether it's black businesses or white businesses. That's the center of. Do you think in the next coming years, all this can be resolved, regardless of the inquiry?
Well, we hope so. Look, in the end, we know that there are many territories within Eskom. Of course, there are people who are defending their own territories, those suppliers of coal. The noises they're making do not start now. I mean, they've been opposed to the introduction of renewable energy into South Africa because they feel that there's going to be less demand for coal and they're going to end up being the ones losing out. But so they really, it's a partisan interest group that is linked to making money out of Eskom. I think in the end, we need an independent process that will give us information that says this level of expenditure on the part of Eskom is not necessary. It can be replaced with something else. But there's going to be a lot of pushback, especially from the unions, especially from those people who are involved in the coal supply value chain. But we have to get to a point where Eskom doesn't spend as much more money than it makes.
That's Solly Moeng, is the founder of Donival Reputation, speaking to us on the issue concerning the inquiry that has been instituted against De Ruyter, of course, facing racism allegations. Mr. Moeng, like always, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.